Now, for this shift to happen to you, there's one requirement, and we can put it in simple language. You need to be fed up with suffering. Not run away from it, not avoid it, but be fed up with it. You've had enough. I've had enough. And if you are in psychological suffering, and all suffering is psychological suffering, the rest may be pain, toothache, whatever it may be. You can ask yourself at any moment, when you can see that you are in suffering, is that what I want? Is that what I'm choosing at this moment? Is that what I'm creating at this moment? Humanity as a whole is coming to the point where the suffering is just too much. It's been going on for so long. And for most of you, it is true, you have suffered enough. But it needs to be true for you. That realization needs to come to you. So that no situation, nothing that happens to you, is converted into drama and suffering anymore. And the quickest way out of that, out of converting events, situations, interactions with people into drama and suffering, is to be present moment centered, not story centered, not thought centered, not imposing interpretations and stories on the present moment, allowing the moment to be as it is. I gave a simple example of what the mechanism that makes up the manufacture of drama and suffering in people's lives, the mental mechanism, the mechanicalness behind it. I gave a brief example in this little book, Stillness Speaks, where in one entry starts with three statements. One statement says, "What a miserable day." The other statement says, "He didn't have the decency to return my call." The other statement says, "She let me down." Then the text explains a little bit that these are stories that you impose on situations, events, and people in your life. And those are simple, very simple examples, but even the complicated drama basically works according to that same principle. It's just that the stories that you impose become more complex. But this is where they start. And the stories are imposed in many cases. One of their main reasons for being there is to enhance your egoic, mind-made sense of self. To be right. Because if you are right, if you can complain about this miserable weather, unconsciously, the mechanism behind is that you've made the weather wrong and yourself right. You are in a superior position because you're complaining about it. Oh, this dreadful weather is just dreadful. If you can say he didn't have the decency to return my call, it implies, this is unconscious, that you, of course, are morally superior in every way to this person. This is the position that you are coming from and identify with.